This is KUNC. It started as an off-the-cuff tweet to the Colorado Rockies. How many retweets for you to buy an organ and let me be the Coors Field organist next season? Denver musician and record producer Colin Ingram didn't really expect an answer from the Major League Baseball club, but he got one. $5,280,000. Now with over 125,000 retweets in less than a week, Ingram may be on his way to the ballpark, whether he likes it or not. KUNC reporter Stacey Nick spoke with Ingram to find out more about the viral tweet.
So you have had an exciting couple days.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to put it.
How did this all get started?
Well, I was watching the Rockies-Braves game last Sunday, and the announcers were talking about how the Braves organist kind of had come up with a different song for every Rockies batter, and that got me thinking about how much I like organs at Major League Baseball games and how bummed I am that the Rockies don't have one. So I sent out a tweet in the stupid Wendy's Kid format, and the Rockies played along with me, and I posted it, and next thing you know, it has 100,000 retweets.
Had you any idea that it would do something like that, that it would kind of go viral that way?
No, I had no expectations of that. In fact, immediately after I sent it, I kind of thought to myself that was a really stupid thing to post and sort of forgot about it and looked at my phone and I was already at like 1,000 or something.
Now, do you play the organ at all?
I don't really. I work as a record producer, so... You know, I've played some really simple organ parts on a couple of records that I've worked on, but I'm definitely not qualified to be a major league organist.
Well, the way this is going, you might have to step up your game.
Yeah. You know, the organist from the Braves was kind enough to invite me out to Atlanta to give me some lessons if it came to that.
What would happen if you get to, the goal is $5,280,000?
I really doubt it's going to come to that, but on the off chance it did, I think I would probably ask for maybe one night of being a major league organist, like a cold night in April when, you know, the stadium's about half empty, and, you know, and then after that we could probably maybe convince them to hire a real professional.
I wonder why they don't have one.
Yeah, I've been getting quite the education in the history of organs at major league ballparks, and it sounds like there's 12 stadiums right now that don't have an organist, and it sounds like the Rockies did up until 2010, but I haven't got a clear answer on why they did away with it. You know, for me, it'd be really cool to have, you know, some of those elements that you might only see at Fenway Park or, you know, Wrigley or, you know, something of that nature at Coors Field.
Have you been surprised with the interest around this?
It's been really surprising. Like I said, kind of immediately after I sent it, I regretted it. So I was really surprised to see that, you know, there were more than 100,000 people out there who thought it was worthwhile to retweet it. But maybe that's just 100,000 people who really want to see an organ at Coors Field.
And do you think this will impact how you tweet in the future?
You know, I'm actually really looking forward to going back to the old days of only having a few hundred people listening to the nonsense I'm spewing.
Maybe they'll actually get an organ back in Coors Field, and so something really good will come out of this.
Well, you know, if I actually managed to pull that off, then I'd be pretty proud of myself.
That was Denver record producer Colin Ingram talking about a viral Twitter conversation he had with the Colorado Rockies and the possibility of bringing live organ music back to Coors Field. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.